This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump will be at Mount Rushmore on Friday night to kick off the July 4th weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
It'll be the first fireworks show in years at what's known as the Shrine of Democracy.
It's going to be a fireworks display like few people have seen. It's going to be very exciting.
But it's also steeped in controversy. The thousands of people expected to attend will not be required to socially distance. And though masks will be distributed, nobody will be forced to wear them. Public health experts warn that could help the virus spread in an area the pandemic's relatively spared. Beyond health risks, some worry the fireworks themselves will put the forest around the monument in danger of wildfires. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Florida expert on viral outbreaks says she's concerned that 4th of July activities will make the situation in the United States even worse. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With 40 of the 50 states now seeing an increase in coronavirus infections, epidemiologist Dr. Mary Jo Trepka at Florida International University says she's especially concerned about 4th of July parties, urging everyone to wear masks and avoid congregating in groups. Similar advice is coming from Vice President Mike Pence, who visited Florida yesterday.
Wash your hands, practice good hygiene, wear a mask.
This 4th of July, many public beaches are closed to prevent big crowds. Fireworks have been canceled, although they're on in the nation's capital. Even the Nathan's famous 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Contest will be held in a private location to keep spectators off the Coney Island Boardwalk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA.